This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Americans love their salmon. In 2017, this rich, flaky fish topped the list of the country's favorite seafood, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association's annual Fisheries of the United States report. And salmon also had the highest U.S. commercial value, raking in $688 million that year. That's more than crab, lobster, shrimp, or scallops. It's also simple to prepare. You can grill it, bake it, poach it, pan fry it, and, of course, smoke and cure it. Speaking of, when you're at the seafood or deli counter, you'll likely find salmon options like lox, nova, and gravlax. So what's the difference between these three salmon preparations anyway? For the article this episode is based on, House to Fork spoke with Eric Sell, the executive chef of Osteria Mattone in Roswell, Georgia. He explained, these are all born from a need to preserve things, so they're all pickled. No one in America wants to eat pickled fish. The art of preserving is not lost, but not a necessity either. Hence, no one knows what to call which type of cured fish what. Let's start with lox. From the Yiddish word for salmon, lox. Lox is a cured but not smoked preparation, often made with the fatty belly of the fish. Though to be sure that you know what you're getting, you can specify that you want belly lox if you do want this fatty cut, as other cuts of salmon go by the name lox as well. Lox is salt cured, which means that a mixture including salt preserves the fish by replacing some of its water molecules, which bacteria need to thrive, with salt and sugar molecules, which can kill bacteria. The salt mixture is usually a combination of salt, sugar, herbs, spices, and citrus zest. The fish takes on the flavor of the cure, so it often has a briny flavor. In the United States, lox is often served with bagels and other toppings, including cream cheese, red onion, and capers. Meanwhile, Gravlax is similar to lox in that it's cured but not smoked. This traditional Scandinavian method of preparation gets its flavor from its cure of just salt, sugar, and lots of dill, although additional spices such as citrus, coriander, juniper berries, or fennel can be added. And some people even add spirits like vodka or aquavit. In Scandinavian countries, Gravlax usually appears as an appetizer, with a whole side of fish presented at the table. It's sliced thin and often served with a side of dill and mustard sauce, and with boiled potatoes or crispy bread or crackers. Nova, unlike lox and Gravlax, is both cured and smoked. The name Nova refers to the smoked salmon coming from Nova Scotia, but not all smoked salmon is Nova. Nova is cold smoked, which means it's smoked over very low heat, usually about 80 degrees Fahrenheit, that's 26 Celsius. And because the temperature is so low, the smoking process doesn't cook the salmon, so it must be cured or brined first. It may sound complicated, but you can actually make Nova at home just as easily as lox or Gravlax if you are willing to put in the time. Nova and other smoked salmons are popularly served sliced thin as part of a platter with hard-boiled eggs, cucumbers, red onions, and spreadable cheeses, and with crackers and a sliced baguette. Today's episode is based on the article Lox, Gravlax, and Nova, What's the Difference? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Carrie Whitney. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.